Welcome to the Codebreaker Podcast, unlocking the mysteries of vitality with Dr. Andy Barlow of the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of three best-selling books on optimizing your health and overall well-being. The Codebreaker Podcast starts now.
Welcome to episode two of the Codebreaker Podcast with Dr. Andy Barlow, the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo, Mississippi, and best-selling author of the new book, The Codebreaker. Dr. Barlow, when we last spoke on the first chapter of your book, we talked about the relationship between your gut and your brain. For many people, they may not understand the term gut. It's not just okay. Your stomach, is it?
Right. Well, that's a good point. It's sometimes when you're talking about things, when you say radio or whatever, you may know what you're talking about, but then I don't know what all goes into that. So when we're talking about gut from a healthcare standpoint, most people just think it is your stomach. But your stomach is part of it, but also you have your gallbladder. You have your small intestines, you have your large intestines, you have your liver, and the whole purpose of this, digestion, most people don't even realize this, but digestion actually starts in your mouth when you chew your food. There's saliva in your mouth that actually breaks down carbohydrates and proteins, and then your stomach actually has acid that breaks down protein even more. And the amazing thing about this acid in your stomach, if we don't have enough acid, then you can't break down protein, and also you can't kill the bacteria and viruses that may be in the food. And so now you've got this whole intestinal tract that's just got bacteria and viruses in it and undigested food. So, and when we don't digest our food properly, then we get things like gastric reflux and then constipation, diarrhea, and basically a gut ache. Just easy to say gut, but when we're talking about gut, we're talking about a lot of different parts in there that have to work together. Like your gallbladder, you know, its job is to break down fat. And if you can't break down fat, see, all of your cells in your body actually have a fatty membrane around it. And so your nervous system needs fat. It's called myelin. So see, there's a purpose for your gallbladder, and it's to break down fat and to use that. It's called emulsification of fat, breaking it down. It's a big fancy word. It just means it's breaking down fat so that you can actually digest it. And then so the parts that you don't need, you actually just remove it through feces. But, you know, you have to be able to break down fat to actually maintain optimal function for your body.
And you talked about how the brain controls, though. They don't just do it on their own.
Yeah, hopefully not.
they're controlled by your brain. So that gut-brain connection is something we discussed, but something we need to reiterate.
Yeah, and so the difference between, if you will, traditional medicine and holistic care is where there's actually 11 different systems that's in your body. And when we study that, we study all of these 11 systems separately, and then doctors kind of treat it separately. That's why you have all these different specialties, you know, cardiovascular health and neurologist and digestive health and endocrinology. But the problem here is, Craig, the body doesn't work that way. It doesn't work independently of each other. My heart just can't go, well, I think I'm just going to beat 170 times a minute. Or my gallbladder just can't go, I think I'm just going to start just pumping out all the bile I can. See, all of those systems have to work together for optimal health and function. And that's one of the disconnects in traditional medicine, because if you have a gut problem and that gut problem is causing depression, which that's actually the way it works, you know, if you go to a gastroenterologist and you go, well, yeah, I've got some gut health, I've got gastric reflux and constipation, oh, and by the way, I have depression, anxiety, and I can't sleep at night. It's like, whoop, I don't want to hear anything about that. I'm just here to work on your
gut. Just here to work on that one specific.
And that's because we break the body down into all those different systems and organs, and those organs work together. So, again, it's your brain has to communicate with your gut, and then it's going to tell your gut, you know, how to break down the food, how to digest the food. With these organ systems, we just want them all working together, not separately.
Dr. Andy Barlow, The Codebreaker, where we discuss today, Chapter 2, and cognitive decline and the connection with the things we're talking about. What are some of the signs of cognitive decline that we could look for in our loved ones or ourselves?
The way I like to explain it is, If you look at the Alzheimer's Association.com, there's actually seven stages to Alzheimer's, okay? And so neurodegenerative health problems, cognitive decline, all of those are kind of under that same umbrella. So like the stage one, when it comes to cognitive decline, according to the Alzheimer's Association, stage one is where we want to be all of our life, and that is you have no symptoms. You're sharp today. I'm 60, and you're as sharp today as you were when you were in your 30s, okay? And then when we get into stage two, it's more of a loss of focus, attention, and concentration. People just can't focus the way they used to. They can't concentrate. They can't retain information like they did before. And then, of course, if we don't address these root causes, these drivers, which a lot of them are going to be things like inflammation, blood sugar dysregulation, leaky gut. I can go on, but that'll be the top three. Okay. Mm-hmm. Standard American diet would be another one. We'll leave it at four. And so if we continue down this road, the brain's going to continue to neurodegenerate, and we're going to end up in stage three. And so we go from focus and attention to, at this point, you call somebody on the phone and you're like, man, I know, like Craig, I called you, but man, I can't remember why I called you. Or you're in conversation and it's like you forget what you were talking about.
Sure.
Okay. And or you go to the mall and you forget where you parked your car. Literally, I was at Kroger 3 or 4 weeks ago, and a lady is like wandering around in the parking lot at Kroger, and I knew she didn't know where her car was, and I'm like, hey, do you need any assistance? She goes, yeah, I forgot where my car was, but I'll find it. So I'm like, okay. If we're doing that, that's kind of in stage three. Now, stage four, we walk into a room and forget why we walked in there, call somebody on the phone, and we forget why we call them, you know, forgetting where our keys are and those kind of things. We're doing that on a daily basis. We're moving into stage four. And this is what I write about in my book is, during stage two, three, and four, you know, the person going through this is actually telling their spouse and their kids, it's like, look, something is not right here. And so the spouse kind of pats the other spouse on the shoulder and goes, well, you know, you're getting older. And then the kids are like, well, mom or dad, you know, you are getting older. And then you go to the doctor and they're like, well, you're getting older. So you hear the same thing from everybody. Mm-hmm. And what's actually happening is you're going through what is called neurodegeneration. Your brain is degenerating. And see, your brain can degenerate just like your shoulder joint, your knee joint, your hip joint. So you're going through this neurodegeneration, and then everybody's just blaming it on age instead of addressing the problem. See, when patients come into my clinic and they tell me something like, yeah, my focus is really off, I take that very serious, because I know this person is already in the early stages of neurodegeneration, and we actually have to test for this and find out what are these drivers. There's neurologically a strange thing that happens when a person gets into stage five, because once a person gets into stage five, they actually have so much neurodegeneration, they don't even see themselves as the problem anymore. Okay, so during that stage two, three, and four, the person, if you will, metaphorically speaking, they're raising their hand saying something's wrong, and then everybody's like, well, you know, laughing about it. Oh, you know, you're just getting older, just learn to live with it. And then in stage five, they don't see themselves as a problem, so they may not shower anymore. You know, they may not shave anymore. They may not brush their teeth. I've had people at this level where they've actually in the clinic, and they're in the waiting room, and they've urinated on themselves, and they don't even, it's like they don't care.
And you mentioned in this chapter about the blood sugar levels, glucose, and things mm-hmm. of that nature. Can that be a cause of cognitive decline?
And that's a good question. It is one, because see, most people, they think, well, you know, I got my blood sugar under control, I'm managing it. That's just a nice way of saying, well, you're probably not doing the best you can do. And so your blood sugar should be between 85 and 99. That's the optimal functioning range, just like your car. If you go to the service station, there's going to be three options there for your gas. And so I think it's 89 to 93. We know if the octane's too low, the car's not going to run right. If the octane's too high, it's not going to run right. There's that optimal range. And glucose is very similar to the your gasoline or petrol, as they say in Europe, for your car. Mm-hmm. And so when your blood sugar gets too high, this is called insulin resistant, which means another nice way of saying prediabetes. Diabetes is a disease process. Type 2 diabetes is 126 or above. So we don't want to get there. We don't want to get above 99, because we know from the research, if your blood sugar is above 99 for long periods of time, then this inflammatory process and this blood sugar that's dysregulated, when it gets into your brain, there's these proteins in your brain that's called amyloid. And there's an amyloid beta that actually kind of kicks off from this protein. And that amyloid beta has been the most studied protein that causes Alzheimer's. And there's a direct link between blood sugar dysregulation. You don't even have to have type 2 diabetes. You can have insulin resistance for years to decades that can trigger this. And so those proteins start to stick together, kind of like Velcro. And what those proteins do when they stick together, it slows down your cognitive function. So that's where the focus, attention, and concentration comes in. And so, as I've said multiple times, that's just one of the many facets of chronic health problems and neurodegeneration that can actually cause cognitive issues.
The book is The Codebreaker, written by Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo. We've talked to hundreds of successful patients with their testimonial, and many of them, Doc, before we leave you, were told this is the best we can do in the medical world.
Yep.
So if you feel like you have a loved one, maybe you yourself, maybe your spouse has been told this, and that there is nothing more we can do, we urge you to give Dr. Barlow's office a try.
Yeah, and you know, the doctors, maybe they're telling you the truth. They've done everything medically they can do, but that doesn't mean that's everything that can be done. And the majority of my people that come into my clinic are kind of at their wits' end. They're like, I've done everything I know to do, and so I hear that a lot. And usually I'm not the first stop. Hopefully I'm the last, because it's people go through the normal medical route, and then they find out, well, I'm getting worse, and the doctor kind of throws his hands up, and it's like, I've done all I can do, and there's nothing else we can do.
We should note, too, that your office is based in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yep.
You will consult people all over the country, and you do that on a daily basis, I understand, but also, you know, people come from all parts of Mississippi, so it's worth maybe a road trip to Tupelo.
I've had them all the way from the Gulf Coast to Tennessee state line. I mean, all over the state of Mississippi. Currently, I have people from 19 different states that come to Tupelo to see me. And so, again, it's if you're in Mississippi, you're right down the road from where I live.
Yeah, so you're in our neighborhood, and we'd love to see you. On the next episode of The Codebreaker, we'll talk about reductionism versus holism, and maybe the best of both worlds. And we'll talk about also inflammation, more on your blood sugar, and more in this fascinating book and breakthrough medical book from Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo. Thanks so much, Doc.
Yep, absolutely. And if anybody wants to, you know, set an appointment or actually buy the book, the best thing to do is just call my clinic, 662-844-1414. Sandy and Nikki will be on the other side of that with their happy, joyous self. And you can purchase the book. If you have a question, I can get a time set up for you to answer that, or you can set an appointment in the clinic.
Yes, and be sure to share our podcast with maybe someone that you may know who might be interested in our podcast. Well, we'll see you next time with The Codebreaker with Dr. Andy Barlow from the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo.
You've been listening to The Codebreaker Podcast with Dr. Andy Barlow, author of the new bestseller, The Codebreaker. If you'd like more information or to order a copy of The Codebreaker, call 662-844-1414. That's 662-844-1414.